Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, another beautiful day. They say rain coming soon. Not right now. Chad Harbin, Dave Harrigan with you. Mr. Adam Robert Carter is also joining us for a conversation about Better Call Saul. Yes, we are talking details about the finale. And yes, Dave Harrigan is behind. Do you want to leave the studio and then... you can go on the window, and then Carter can kind of wave at you when it's time to come in. How do you want to handle
the hermetically sealed booth?
Yes.
Because I'm watching it on Netflix, and I know it's going to be probably, you know, a few months. No, just spoil everything. I've already spoiled it a little bit for myself this morning. I've seen the final scene. So no holds barred. You guys just have at it.
You agree, though, we should talk about this today, right, Dave?
Yes, I think it's like saying, well, we can't talk about the Super Bowl because someone might have put it on tape delay. No, right. Absolutely. If it's a series finale to, as you said, one of the great TV shows ever, have at it. Yes, you can talk about it the day after. You can talk about it the night of.
I mean, Adam, when would we wait? Would we wait for everybody in America to finish the show?
Yep, you got
to
wait.
No, we are not waiting. Okay, you, someone I know very well, we've joked about this all the time on air. You see one of the greatest movies ever, one of the greatest comedians ever, one of the greatest shows ever, and everybody's raving about it, and Cook and I would give you heat because you'd go,
I've seen better.
I mean, when we won World War II, why don't we do it a year or two early?
I was going to say, come on.
Speed it up. Yeah. Speed it up. So, a show the two of us have talked about, I don't know, 50 times when we've been together, probably at least. We both love the show. Did the ending live up to the previous episodes, in your opinion?
Yes, it did. I was happy with the finale. There's only one aspect that I kind of wished it would have, the way it would have gone, but I accept the way it happened, and I'm happy with the ending.
Okay, so by the way, we want others to chime in. Okay, call or text if you want to talk. Better call Saul, and again, we're given details. We're probably doing this until 12:30, so tune back in for Ask Adam Anything at the bottom of the hour, which will be.
Wait! I got to do the whole hour here?
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I mean, Jordana carried you the first 3 hours.
Well, that's so given. But I mean,
and you're getting carried here too. So I mean, come on. So chime in, by the way, if you'd like. 651-461-9226. And if you don't care about the show, let's speak for all the show. We don't care. We're talking about it. What's the detail you didn't like?
I guess you could say Saul breaking good, right?
Yes, for sure.
I would have liked to see Saul be bad to the end. I wanted to. He's a con man, and I think it would have like just be bad to the end. Unredeeming, just to the end. Just because I think in this day and age, con men are con men all the way.
Yeah, but see, I think that's the complications of him and Walt, Okay. And by the way, I think last night ended the debate. Do you need to watch Breaking Bad first before you watch Better Call Saul? Because with the Cranston moments and the fact he's in court about Hank and Gomi dying,
yeah,
you need to know it. So, yes, that has now been answered. You have to watch Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Before Better Call Saul, which that part surprised me a little bit. See, I think there was always this conflict even with Walter, right? Where he turned into this maniac who was willing to kill people, hated by his family, hated by those close to him. But there still was some level of decency in Walt. To me, that's the same thing with Odenkirk, whether he's slipping Jimmy or Saul. That it wouldn't pop up often. And even when they showed him in the middle of the desert, one of the great episodes when he and Mike were out there, and he asked Mike if he can go back in time, and Mike's, you know, thinking about things to help his son and help people. And he's just thinking, I want to win more money.
Right.
I want to be as rich as possible. But when the one person,
yes, Chad,
I think that's when you have the complications of him to show the multiple facets of him. Because I thought he's pretty bad, you know, leading up to that episode after episode. So that's why I liked what he did.
Yeah, and a texter points out, I mean, it nails it. Saul's first unselfish act was for Kim. He loves her as much as we do. I think that nails
Hello?
It. Whoop, you can't hear us. We can't hear you. You got me now? Hello? All right. Why don't we do this? Let's take a break. We'll see if we can reset Chad. It's 1214, News Talk 830 WCCO.
That was such a great line. Carter, I think we know that apparently the equipment people don't want us talking about spoilers,
right.
And that's why. You heard my explanation. Texters are chiming in also. You can text or call. Bill's on hold, 651-461-9226. Again, we're giving spoilers on last night's Better Call Saul. Saul's first unselfish act was for Kim. He loves her as much as we do.
Yep.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, that nails it. Yep. And that's why I'm pleased with the finale. I thought it was a very good finale. I just, something about, you know, maybe it's watching Donald Trump for so long. I just want a con man to be a con man all the way.
Oh, there's no way. First of all, Trump doesn't love anyone outside of himself.
Exactly.
As much as Jimmy, Saul, Gene loves Kim. So the only way Don would do that is if somehow was to save Don. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Okay, before we get to Bill, I want a couple more things here. We'll get to more texts. Harrigan said, let's go. Better show. Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. So this is now 14 years after Breaking Bad debuted. I didn't watch it right when it came out. I've told you this before with Breaking Bad. It took me a little bit. You, when you kept hearing Kieran and I talk about it, just put in some hellacious binging where we worried about leg injuries for you. Didn't you watch like 7 episodes in a row one day?
Prior to the start of the final season, I watched 7 episodes, yes. Bed sores and all, right?
That's amazing. It's Better Call Saul is so much more familiar to me.
Yes.
So it's fractional for me,
mm-hmm.
but I think I just still slightly lean Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I will say I think Better Call Saul was stronger early on.
Yes, 100%.
You know, with Chuck, we're reminded again last night, that dynamic, man, so good to see him. But yeah, I might be convinced one day and think differently the next day because,
yes.
it's and Kim. I mean, Kim to me is such a great character.
Probably my favorite character of both shows.
Yep, I agree with that. I would also agree. I think mine too. And I was just trying to think, okay, other than Walter White, you know, who is the character that you really are drawn to in Breaking Bad? I mean, obviously there are a lot of them. By the way, last night I had to resurrect my Hank, you know, the laugh.
Yes.
Hey, go me, you know.
Go me.
I missed that. But, yeah, Kim, by far, I think, out of both shows, is the top character.
Part of, and Dave, you can chime in this part, even though you haven't seen the finale. Part of what is amazing about Better Call Saul, and Adam, I think we talked about this, because news broke pretty quickly that they were going to come with a prequel about Saul. If I remember right, we both were like, really? There's enough on Saul Goodman, and it's just the sheer brilliance of Peter Gould and Vince Gilligan, who could take Better Call Saul, who was pretty much a one-dimensional scumbag, on Breaking Bad, and make him the central focus and turn it into this all-time show.
Think of the magic they could do with so many characters on Breaking Bad, too, if they did that with Saul Goodman.
Yeah. Well, I saw this. I read about four stories right away that were teed up. I was about 45 minutes behind. You sent me a couple funny texts. And one of the interviewers was saying, I'm not done. The obvious one now is Kim. You could follow, and it was with Gould. I didn't see a Gilligan interview. I mean, yes. And we just said she's our favorite character. So I'm all in. I don't think they're going to do it, though. Do you?
I don't. I would think that it's probably, you know, you would hate to swing and miss and then kind of tarnish the legacy. Even though, boy, it would be pretty tough for those two to do that based on the magic that they create. But it's almost like, okay, this is good. We can leave this realm now.
More text here. What did you think of El Camino? This is Jesse after escaping the trauma and what happened to him. I think we both were kind of meh.
I haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, so. I wanted more. I did. Let's go to Bill, who's called in. Again, we're talking Better Call Saul, and yes, we're given spoilers, so tune back in 10 if you don't want any more spoilers. Bill, glad you called. What's on your mind, sir?
So, you know, I think really good storytelling takes a complicated character and gives us one thing that no matter all their crimes, that thing will cause them to seek redemption. And I think that reminds us a lot of ourselves, right? Something that the one thing we love so much that we can kind of face our sins, our worst parts of ourselves, face the music on that to come back better. And I mean, honestly, it reminded me of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, not to get all literary on this, but like,
I thought
that guy was
thing.
willing to serve a life sentence, because then he's not just true to himself, but true to his love. And yes. I think that's what speaks to our better qualities. And I think the reason why we don't like it, I don't know if this ending would have happened in a post-Trump world. Like, we were ready for the violence of Walter White pre-Trump, but now I think we're all sort of yearning for something to make us better than ourselves. But let's be real, it was no How I Met Your Mother. Just kidding.
thank you, Bill. Very interesting call. I don't know about the post-Trump part. You know, and certainly the two of us have talked Trump an awful lot. Do you think so?
No, I agree with that. I think we are yearning for something, or a redemption of that nature. At least, hopefully, a good portion of us are. Certainly, there's many of us who are not.
Although you just said 10 minutes ago you wanted him to.
I did, though, but that's kind of reflects exactly.
To keep giving her the business, and she goes to slam her like him.
Yeah, but maybe that's why. That's my bitter, jaded mind thinking that we can't have that anymore. But I mean, he nailed the Dostoevsky, though. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I wrote that down last
night. Of course you were.
I was going to tweet that, but I forgot to.
Of Of course, you're taking him in the fourth round of our fantasy draft.
Is he a Russian hockey player? Is he right wing?
Yes, he also is not going to make it back to the Wild. More text here. I shed happy tears twice in the finale. First during the flashback with Walter White, when he was seriously upset about the time travel because it was too soon for Walter to think about the science of the question. And it was emotional to see Cranston back in the element one more time. So let's take that part first, because that absolutely was one of my favorite parts. And it just reminds me how amazing Cranston was at Walt and how his evil turn was so inspired by those two, the husband and wife, I forget their names, and he gets him in that finale too, how they put the shiv in his back. And how that changed his life when he should have been a multi-millionaire living this amazing life. And instead, he views himself as a failure, as this science teacher who's battling cancer. And for Cranston to just go back to that with such skill, I thought just reminds us what a great actor Bryan Cranston is.
100%, and they nail it too with him, you know, immediately disputing time travel, and you know, because that's how a scientist would do it. Remind me though,
I don't remember.
I don't recall that being part of the
either.
Timeline of Breaking Bad, where the moment where they were in some sort of, you know, dungeon together.
Somebody remembers that, please tell me. And then, continuing this excellent text, when Saul did his smoking guns move to Kim at the end, he got her respect back. Just a great show and a great finale. I did love, and it's your move too, when you're single days, you would do the
finger pistol,
the double gun thing, and also that you would like that
click,
a lot.
Yeah.
I also thought they could have finished it very easily with the two of them sharing the smoke.
Yeah.
Inside the prison. In fact, I kind of think that might have been the better way to end.
I thought that was going to be the closing scene. And again, masterful with how the ember of the cigarette is the only thing in color.
Yes.
That was just masterful over the last couple of episodes. About it when he's watching the laptop and you could see the colored reflection in his glasses. It would have been great just to end it right there in the cell.
The cinematography of this show, and we would talk often about the opens, but just throughout, just adding another layer to how good it was. And that goes back to Breaking Bad, but even better, don't you think, with Better Call Saul?
Yes. It's just masterful. Dostoevsky-like.
Will that be every answer now to ask Adam anything?
Well, you know, it reminds me of War and Peace. When
another text, the dungeon scene took place when Walter and Saul were waiting extraction into hiding near the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, maybe so. I'd have to revisit that. Now I kind of actually want to watch Breaking Bad again.
Were they in the dungeon together waiting for the vacuum guy to move them? That's what it was, right?
Must have been, yeah.
Who's that great actor? Was it Robert Forsythe? Is that his name?
No, it's Robert.
Yeah. Charge is also confirming Saul and Walt were under the vacuum shop. That's when it was.
Robert Forster.
Forrester.
Who's no longer with us, I believe. I think he died.
No. I think he passed right after El Camino. What are we going to do without these two shows?
It's going to be a long, cold winter.
You know what's going to help you?
The winter, it reminds me of like a Dostoevskian landscape, to be honest with you.
Yes, of course. Hit the button, Dave. Wait. Ask Adam anything. Let's go.
I can hear the balalaikas in the distance.
Okay, stop. Turn his mic off. Non-Saul questions. If you want to go to various literary questions where he could fake his way through it, we can do that also. 651-461-9226. Ask Adam anything. Let's go in minutes.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.